I love having a guest in studio, and this one is probably one of my favorite people to have in studio. Liam Berger is one of SA's fastest rising singer-songwriters, and he's actually a bit of a late bloomer in the music industry because Liam only started playing guitar and singing at 19, so don't let anybody tell you that it's too late. It certainly hasn't slowed him down, as he's released hit songs and then a debut EP in December 2021. You also know him as the vocalist on the DJ Kosher collab of Sound of Silence. Liam has been releasing truly exciting songs this year, and his latest single was just released this past Friday. So he's here in the Smile FM studio. Welcome back, Liam Berger.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming back, because the last time you were here, you stayed for almost an hour afterwards and we were just chatting about music.
That's why I didn't bring my dad with this time.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Even though your dad was very comfortable.
It's very happy, yeah. My girlfriend was here keeping him company, but we had to leave them at home tonight.
Okay, that's fine. We will talk later about what we're doing while you're here.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
This interview is also a bit strange on the office, right? First, belated happy birthday
Thank you very much.
But you gave us all a gift with your brand new song. Now, the big question is, was it coincidental that the song had to be released on your birthday, or a very well-planned strategy so you could get more birthday wishes on Instagram and TikTok?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Okay, so when I finished the song, I knew I was going to release the song in September, and then I looked at the calendar and saw that this year my birthday is on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So this is fate. I have to put the song out. But initially, no, it wasn't planned. It was not planned.
Okay. But it worked out well.
But it worked well. Yeah.
I mean, you got new followers, you got lovely birthday wishes.
That is true.
And now I've got
some Nesquik and
some
other things in front of me.
Well, yes, he's drinking chocolate milk while we do this interview. What inspired this new single, It's You?
So, it's a long story. It's a very long story. But the meaning of the song is, I met my girlfriend when I was 18, and you're really young then. You don't really know what love is all about. But basically, the song is about falling in love. And I've said this so many times, that as people, that's something that we've all longed for, is to be loved and accepted.
Mm.
So that's what the song is about, being loved and accepted. And in the song, I say, it's you that I run to. So it's about having that person that you can confide in and have their support, you know?
Yeah, they're a safety for you. They're a haven for you. You have a really cool gift in being able to capture emotions in songs.
Is there
a specific process that you follow when crafting a song?
Yeah, so I love guitar. So I've always grown up, well, from 19.
Yes.
Playing guitar. So that's always been kind of the first thing that I grab. And if I come up with something that inspires me, like with this song, I just got an electric guitar at the beginning of the year.
Ooh.
And I've always wanted a Strat, and I got one, and I was like, this is really, really cool.
According to legend, wasn't it a gift? Someone let you play on it first? There's a story behind that Strat guitar, I know.
It was a endorsement.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I played the guitar in the store a few times, and then I spoke to the people at the store, and they're like, cool, well, we'll help you out with it. And it was the first like proper electric guitar I've ever owned.
Aww.
And I was messing around with different guitar tones, and picking up everything's been written on an acoustic guitar. So picking up an electric, messing around with some tones, inspired the verse, which is very unusual. I normally always start with the chorus. And yeah, I left it for a while. I left the song for a while, left it for about 8 months.
Gee, that's not finished, a while.
Finished.
That's a long time.
Yeah, finished a couple of other songs, and then played it for my good friend John Echreling, who helped me produce the song. And he said, listen, this is something really cool. We need to finish this. And then the rest of the song happened in about 2 weeks.
It's Liam Berger. It's You on Smile FM. And Liam Berger is right here in the Smile FM studio with me tonight. Great song. We're just talking about the cover artwork with you just standing with the balloon. It's simple, but it's so effective. And you say that you took the picture in how many minutes?
So luckily, one of my best friends is an insane photographer. And I just come back from the UK and really needed to have a cover art.
Yeah.
So I phoned him up. I was like, I've got a balloon.
That's it.
Do you want to take a photo? And he was like, cool. And literally in 5 minutes, we had the cover art. And about an hour later, we uploaded the song to the distributor.
It looks really slick.
It's amazing.
Well done.
It does help when you have a talented photographer, though.
I need that guy's name.
It's Clinton Dorr, by the way.
Thank you. The three songs you've released this year, Sofa, Sugar Free, and Now It's You, have been getting really rave reviews from radio presenters, from music journalists, and even from fellow artists. But like none of this goes to your head and you're still like there grafting, doing music, you know, playing away. But do you ever have a moment now and then where you just like take 5 seconds and you're like, yes, I can be proud of what I've achieved so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, definitely when Sound of Silence like did its thing and got a million streams on Spotify. So basically my whole career, I've been trying to like play catch up. When things happen, you're already looking at the next thing and the next thing and the next thing.
Yeah.
And I never really had a time to sit back and say, oh, wow, that well done. Like, look, that was really cool.
Yeah.
And then I never thought I'd ever have a song get to a million streams or be a part of a song that did that. So when I found that out, it was kind of one of those moments where I just had to sit back and...
Yeah, I just said it washed.
Well done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think in any person's career, sometimes they're very caught up in what's happening and trying to focus on getting better and better and better. Mm. And they don't stop and look and to see what they've done.
Yeah.
I don't listen to any of my old, like my older stuff. So all the songs you mentioned,
yeah.
I'm like, those are cool ones.
Yeah, I like
it. So like the first couple of songs I did, I was kind of like, But I'm really proud of what I've done this year and what I've been a part of and the music I've made. There's way more coming.
Yay!
So, and it's all just, I think, kind of a progression, which is really nice.
I like that. I've got a message for you, though. It says, this guy's a prolific songwriter. Love this. Going places, Butch.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, keep your messages coming on 0829-904-904. I was going to ask you what's next, but you've now already told me that there are more songs coming. So, final question. Am I currently your favorite interview because I made you chocolate milk?
100%. So I've got, like, if there was a camera, you would see a really happy Liam with two glasses of chocolate milk. And I did find that the replacement to the one that I like is actually better.
There we go. We've done an unofficial taste test. It'll be on Liam Berger's social media. Yep. So please go and follow him on Instagram as well as TikTok. And you can stream It's You Now on all the major streaming services. I like when you come to studio. Release more songs so you can keep coming back here.
Okay, so but that's a deal then. Whenever I release a song, I'm going to be here.
Thank you very much.
With chocolate milk, though.
Okay. Yeah, that I can actually provide for you. It's not a problem. Liam Berger, everybody.